This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Happy opening day, BT! We finally made it! Today is the day we get to watch New York Yankee baseball. Juan Soto, Aaron Judge in the same lineup. And I got to tell you, I'm fired up, obviously, for opening day because we love the sport. We got into the beauty of baseball, and it's going to be there for us every single night for the most part for the next 6 months. But the expectations, as they should be, as always with the New York Yankees, are sky high. And being that they went and got Juan Soto, being that they're going to have two of the best players paired in that same lineup, to me, BT, today starts World Series or bust for the New York Yankees.
Listen, first of all, it's awesome for the season to be here. I definitely share that. It's been, think about what we've done during the offseason, all the conversations. This will be one awesome ride, and Mets fans, you'll obviously be involved big time starting tomorrow.
Offseason, by the way, has basically started since like July, when both the Mets and Yankees were out of it.
Yeah, in a way, sure, that's true. You know, listen, the pressure is there. It's the Yankees, you know, like Duke basketball, like Michigan football, like the Celtics, like the Lakers. It's omnipresent. You don't run from it. You embrace it. Otherwise, you get run over by that pressure. But, you know, I look at this season, and while I expect the Yankees to be very, very good and be a playoff team for sure and have a chance to do something big, it's not going to be easy. And I understand that. And you know what? I relish that. Like, I know that this is going to sound almost contrived because in the moment it was awesome. But, you know, watching the Yankees for better part of a decade just absolutely annihilate and steamroll all the baseball because of the payroll disparity. 5, 6, 7 All-Stars. You want Matsui? Come on over from Japan. You want Giambi? Come on over from the A's. You want Clemens? You want this guy? It was in a lot of ways. I'm not talking about 96. I'm talking about after that. It became too easy. And for me, given my age and my early Yankee fandom, that was very foreign to me. So this is going to be a night-to-night slugfest where the Yanks are going to give up some runs. They're going to score a ton of runs. We'll see how the bullpen holds up. There's a lot of different arms and a lot of different variations and buttons that Boone's going to have to push. But while I'm not running from it, I know it's going to be a different feeling. In a weird way, they're kind of underdogs. Without Gerrit Cole, even though they're expected to win a lot, Yanks are dogs. Let's go.
Right. I like those seasons going in with lowered expectations, but the Yankees don't have the lowered expectations.
Well, I'm not lowering them.
Right.
I'm just presenting a little bit of a different side of the fandom that I think most sensible, not entitled, you know, normal, rationally thinking Yankee fans should feel. There's holes on this team. There's holes on every team. Let's go.
Right, but then that's the point, that this team, like, whether you want to lower them or not even lower them, whether you want to look at it from a different perspective going in, not as the big bad, highest payroll in the world, Yankees, that they're expected to win everything, they their own expectations, whether it's the word all in, whether it is, you know, try, we're looking to win a championship this year, that is a goal. Well, if they don't, again, get to and win a World Series, there are going to be repercussions from that. Like, it can't just be the same thing again if this Yankees team fails. Not to mention, you have Soto looming, you know, as far as free agency goes. What's going on with the young guys? What moves they're going to make at the deadline to try to put this team over the hump? Judge in the postseason. Like, there are so many question marks. Boone, Cashman. If the Yankees don't deliver a championship, or at the very least get to a World Series, I'll even give you just get there this year. Because if you get there, all right, at least they did their part finally getting back to their first World Series since 2009. Anything short of that, I don't see how you don't look at this as a failure and a disappointment. All the talk, all the moves that they made, whether I think they're all in or not, they did make some moves in getting Juan Soto. Like, they've got everything lined up for them to make a run at it. How would we accept anything less than a World Series?
Well, because some of us are still sensible, and some of us still understand that baseball, like golf, is hard. You know, this isn't the NBA where you get LeBron and Bosh and Wade and you just destroy people, or Kareem and Magic. This is baseball, and there's a lot of variables, and it's a long season. Listen, don't get me wrong. I hear you. I know what you mean at the core of the statement that Sal just made, but you know, we were talking a little bit before the show, and I even said, I want to save this part for the show. I don't want to talk about this right now. I disagree. Like, and this is coming from a fan of the team. Like, if the Yankees, now, let me step back very quickly. If it goes sideways and they're 85 and whatever, then Cashman's gone, Boone's gone, Soto might bounce. We got a world of problems, and now it's wrecking ball time.
They should be, but do you think they will? That's a whole nother
conversation. Well, you know, I would think so, because Boone's contract is up and you're halfway through the Cashman extension. I do think that this would be the point of inflection, even for somebody who's been incredibly too patient like Hal Steinbrenner. But the point is, if the Yankees win 92, 91, 93, somewhere in that window without Gerrit Cole first couple of months, they get to the playoffs, they win the first round, and they lose. And again, I'm not setting the bar where this is what I will be happy about this, but there's got to be an element of sensibility as you process the baseball season. If the Yankees lose a seven-game, you know, white knuckler to, I know, the Astros would be a different level of pain because of that rivalry. But to whomever, and they don't lose because Judge hits 130 and still can't get it done in the postseason, or Rodon gets rocked in a pivotal game six and is done after 2 1/3, or all things that you cannot accept.
Yeah.
Or the bullpen melts down, or maybe more specifically, Aaron Boone pushes the wrong buttons with the bullpen, and we're yelling about that like lunatics. I'm not talking about that. That is different. But if the Yankees get to the American League Championship Series, and they hold their own, and they play well, and they lose to a better team, not because the Yankees don't perform, but because the other team performs a little bit better, hey, Yankee fans, you don't like what I'm saying. Tough. I'm not so entitled where I expect championship.
Well, you should.
No, I shouldn't.
This is the New York Yankees.
But that's not my New York Yankees. That's the difference, and this is what I'm getting separation from. I understand the Yankee lore. Come on, dude. I do it for a living,
right?
And I'm a Yankee fan. That doesn't mean that I enter every single season with my feet up saying, I mean, listen, y'all, with the Yankees, we're beyond reproach. Nonsense.
No, but
the Yankees have proven to be so fallible and so poorly run for a while. I'm going night to night. To me, this is like a boxing match. And it's not even round to round. It's jab to jab. This is going to be a nightly battle. And as a baseball fan, I'm excited for that.
I understand that. And I agree that not every single year, regardless of what organization you are, even the high and mighty New York Yankees, not every year should be World Series or bust. However, this is not every year. This year's different. They said they were going all in. They missed the postseason last year, which is something they haven't. Like, think about it. They had their worst year last year in 30 years coming off of that. They went out there and got Juan Soto. They have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in their lineup. It is World Series or bust, whether you like it or not. I mean, that's just it. Anything less than that. Like, the Yankees built their team. They said it. Regardless of what you or I say or the fans call about it, I'd be curious to hear what the fans have to say. 877-337-6666. Regardless of what they say about it, the Yankees built their team to win a World Series. Anything short of that is a failure.
Well,
I
don't see it that way. I hear you. I know what you mean. And by the way, I think a fair amount of Yankee fans will disagree with me. As we get to these phones, I think there's Yankee fans who are probably saying, oh, my God, you know, it's talk about being soft with X. No, it's not about being soft. It's about understanding the game and the complexities and the nuances and how hard it is to win a World Series. Just because the Yankees made it look easy, you know, in our lifetime most recently, it's not.
Well, no, they haven't been to one since 2009.
I get it.
I know the track record.
I understand. It's tough.
But that's the point. This is a team that, like, 2017 to me was one of my favorite years watching the New York Yankees, because to your point before, where you have the lowered expectations, and I'm used to that as a Mets fan.
Yep.
The seasons that you exceed the expectations.
Those are fun. They're rewarding
seasons. Those are the best
seasons. Yes.
Like, even for me, I always say 99, even though the Mets didn't get to a World Series, was better than 2000 when they got to a World Series and obviously lost to the Yankees. The Yankees in 2017 were expected to be in a rebuild. They get instead to Game 7 of the ALCS, okay?
I know.
And which was a great year. And then from there, they were supposed to build on that. At some point, from Game 7 of the 2017 ALCS to now, we were expecting to see the Yankees, if not win a World Series or two, at least be in one or two.
I'm not going to push back on that.
No, right. Meaning,
now, how did they lose that series?
Understood.
Cheated.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that matters. Because as much as we say 2000.
Now you sound like Cashman with the excuses.
But I never say that. I'm just, I know Cashman said that. He can't say that. I can. And I don't. I never reach for that, because you lose. But, you know, we keep saying 2009, 2009. Right. I know 2009, but it really should be 2017. Right. It really should be.
Okay, fine.
But by the way, Sal, just one more thing. If the Yankees were rolling out that same team, like, just say Bird was still here and Sanchez was still, like, that that team was still here. We're sitting here saying, guys, this is stale. You haven't cracked through. You haven't won. I understand that the Baby Bombers went south fast, but they've recalibrated, and I got to tell you, what they've given us, at least on paper going into the year, they've given you Ruth and Garrick on paper back-to-back, and they've given you a lot to look forward to. It's a totally different team.
Not totally different. Their peak was 2017. They then added Giancarlo Stanton. They added Garrett Cole, and they've gone down since then. Maybe little peaks and valleys, but they haven't gotten back to that point that they were at. Game 7 of the ALCS. Yes, ALCS. Other ALCS, Game 6.
A couple years ago.
In the ALCS,
they got swept.
But they haven't been back to that pinnacle of Game 7 of the 20. That's as close as they've been to the World Series, and they haven't gotten there yet. With this group, with Judge in his prime, with now Juan Soto here, with Garrett Cole, he's out 2 months, yes, and that hurts things, but he's not done for the year, and everybody's saying that's great news, right? So then it should be about the World Series. This is not a team that's, you know, figuring its way out. This is not a step back year, a rebuild year, waiting to develop Dominguez and Wells and Spencer Jones. Like, eventually, yes, those guys got to be a part of it. But this is a team that should be ready to go win the World Series. Now, this is a team this year. The time is now for this Yankees team.
See, in a lot of ways, you know, provided the Yankees have a good season, I think this is almost the perfect setting to really enjoy this as a Yankee fan. Because, you know, again, night to night, you're going to have a chance to just thump people and watch things we haven't seen in a while with Soto and obviously Judge going back to back. But it's not like it's the last version. Now, Soto might leave, so that could obviously change. And Judge is not a kid. He's 31, going to be 32 very soon. But the kids that they have in the pipeline, I believe, and I know you don't get too much into this, but I believe in Dominguez, I believe in Spencer Jones, and I even believe in Austin Wells as a hitter, not to the degree of the other two guys. But the point is that they are ready to at least have a real chance to win now, and the tomorrow is very bright as well. So as a Yankee fan, I'm saying, it's opening day. Yeah, I wish Garrett Cole was on the bump.
Right.
He's not. Yeah, would have been nice for Stroman to say, all right, I'll deviate from my schedule. Give me the baseball. He didn't. We'll go with Nasty. Probably a 6-5 game, 5-4 kind of a game. Let's see what we got. Let's go.
The Astros and Yankees
today. Let's go.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Alex is on Staten Island. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
As a Yankee fan, and I'm with you, BT, I think that, you know, for Sal to put all the pressure on us as far as World Series or bust, I think it's a little much.
Hold on a second. I'm not putting the pressure on you. The Yankees said it. I mean, you guys aren't paying attention. You're getting scared all of a sudden. You're trying to lower the expectations. This is not me making it up. The reality is the Yankees built this team to win a World Series.
I know, Sal, but this is, you got to remember one thing. We are not the same Yankees from George Steinbrenner days. So our expectations, we have a lot of question marks on the starting lineup. for us, for a sensible Yankee fan, I think the most important thing is get in the playoffs, which I expect us to get into, and then we'll take it from there. Because, like I said, we have question marks on the starting lineup. We're not the same Yankees that we were from the past. So, thing, you know, with organization-wise, decisions that have been made, we're just not the same Yankees that had that aura from the Steinbrenner days. So my expectation is playoffs for sure. Let's take it from there.
Yeah, interesting. And thank you for the call, Alex.
And by the way, I agree, and I want to say this as well. So, like, you know, it's all about the you know, if it would have happened, Yankees losing the American League Championship Series, you know, and based on what Sal's saying and what the Yankees have said in terms of what how it's unacceptable, what went down a year ago. Although, did they ever really truly use the words all in? Did they really use that?
Yes, they did.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
100%.
Yes.
I know they used unacceptable, embarrassing. I want to really see if they said all in.
I didn't make it up. Brian Cashman said
made
it up.
I just want to make sure we're not stretching things. Because we're hanging on those two words, all in. And I understand it's a great talking point that it really is. It's paralyzing in the sense that we all react to it, and it lights up the room with intensity. But I just want to make sure that they actually said those two words. But the series with the Astros, and I was there, all right? I was there against the Guardians for a game. Yankees stunk. They got lucky to win that series, and I knew they were going nowhere that year. I knew it, right? And then the Astros series, I'm sitting in the stadium, took Colt. He was 6 to 7 years old at that point. Taking my son to his first Yankee playoff game. I felt like I was at a funeral. It was lifeless. It was dead. And if you were in that stadium game three, you know what I'm saying. It was an embarrassment. There were some empty seats. There was no juice because we knew that the Yankees were not it. We knew. They were old. They were slow. They were limited. And the Astros were running circles around us. And this is what I mean. If you lose a competitive American League Championship Series because you play well and the other team plays slightly better, I could walk out of the stadium or shut off my TV that night and say, damn, I wanted to win. I wanted to keep going here, but I could at least rationalize the ending when I left the stadium that night and eventually the fourth game where they got swept and it was over. I said, this is unacceptable. This does not feel like the Yankees. That cannot happen. And, you know, that's where I delineate between, you know, a World Series or bust, you know, or losing, you know, a highly competitive, well-played, buttoned-up series. I can process that because I know that baseball is the hardest sport to play.
Right. Okay, but...
And it's the highest rate of failure.
Yeah, that's great. So then every time you knock Steve Cohen or the Mets, and I'm just like, oh, baseball, they haven't won a World Series since 1986. Guess what? Baseball is the hardest sport to play.
I mean,
what do we...
No, talk about a stretch, dude. I mean, come on.
It's
you should stumble upon some success in 40 years.
Well,
I'm talking about...
they did. They got to a World Series in 2015. It's the hardest sport to play, but somehow the crappy Mets got there in 2015, and the Yankees still haven't been back to once in 2009. So that's not going to fly with me. That's not an excuse.
I don't care if it flies. I don't need it to fly with you.
Oh, baseball is hard.
I don't care. You asked me. Well, you said, what is my level of acceptance for the season?
Well, it's not just you. The call.
Well, you want to fan the Flames. You want to get the Yankees going. You know, all in. World Series are buzzed. How? Boo. Judge. Soto's going to leave. We know the talking points. Let me talk to my brethren. This guy over here, he's just pissed off because the tarp is on the field today, and his boys ain't playing.
Actually excited about it because I get to solely watch the New York Yankees. One game
you get to
today
watch
that
the
we
show,
care about.
The smoke show.
The Yankees
show,
and the Astros.
The laser show.
But what I'm hearing from you now and the first Yankee fan
that
I had
translate
on the phone,
go ahead.
Is that, hey, we just want to get to the playoffs and see what happens. That's great.
If you want to use that tone, make it seem like docile, that's fine.
All right.
I expect to get to the playoffs, and I expect to do well when we get there. If we don't and when we don't, I'll react to what I see.
Understood.
That's all I can do.
Understood. You know what the Mets' expectation is?
What?
Get to the playoffs and see what happens.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the Yankees, who are quote-unquote all in, and I'm going to read you the quotes verbatim from
Brian
Cashman.
Find them. I know you looked them up.
I'm trying to do three things at once here, but I'll get it. But the point is, the Yankees all in, and they built a significantly better team.
They
have
definitely
the star
did.
Power. The Mets, obviously, I don't want to say even went cheap, but, you know, they dialed it back a lot this year. They you know, went and got lesser guys, taking some chance on guys. Their expectation, hope, is to get in the playoffs and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for the Yankees? No, the Yankees are expected to compete with the best of the
best. Okay, but great. Now let's see who actually gets there between the Yankees and the Mets.
Ray is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's doing, guys?
What's up, Ray?
BT, you said you're from Marine Park?
Yeah.
I'm your neighbor, Garrison Beach.
What's up, Ray?
How you doing? Listen,
Gary used to play a lot of ball. I used to play a lot of ball at Garrison Beach, Early ball when I was young.
Our paths might have crossed. A lot of softball in there.
There you go.
But thank you for your level head. Sal, you're killing me, man. Isn't every team's expectation
to get to the World Series?
No, absolutely not. I can list you off about 20 teams that, yeah, they wish, their hope, the expectation, absolutely not. Matter of fact, the Mets' expectation is not to get to the World Series this year. They said it. The expectation is playoffs.
You're making excuses for the Mets already, and you want the Yankees to go 162 and zero. That's what you're looking for.
No, that's not, Ray. Ray, that's not. Ray, let me spell it out for you, plain and simple. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Hang on, Ray.
I'm trying to talk.
Go ahead, Sal. Go for it.
Ray, I never said, and this is me saying it. Hopefully, Ray has his ears cleaned out. Are your neighbors with him? Maybe send him some Q-tips. This is what I'm saying here.
Neighbors.
The Yankees don't have to go 162-0. The Yankees have the highest of expectations. Don't shoot the messenger. Brian Cashman said it himself. They're taking a run at the championship. The Mets aren't. That's an embarrassment for the Mets because I believe in this town, every year you should be making a run at the championship, especially with the payroll and the resources that each team has. The Yankees are holding up their end of the bargain by going for it. The Mets are not. They're taking a step back next year, and then they better be all in. They'll be front and center because it's going to be World Series or bust. The Yankees right now are on the line of fire, and I think it's incredibly frustrating to hear Yankee fans say anything other than that. You should embrace the expectations.
I do.
I wish my team had that.
Well, listen, you can be a prisoner of the past or sometimes, you know, the past is an amazing thing, but you lean on the past too often, you get a trip on the future. Honestly, if you just keep harkening back to the days, when the Yankees did this, when the Yankees did that, yeah, been there, done that, obliterated baseball for 15 straight years, just stepped up and smacked people and said, would you like another one? Would you like another smack? Would you like to lose 7-1 or would you like to lose 13-2? What's on the menu tonight? Because we're coming in and we're going to kick your ass. And they did it for a long time, and it was fun. What I'm saying is, I'm excited for, I think, a scrap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happiness cell.
Right.
With Verdugo. Forget about Judge and Soto. They're just
guys,
amazing.
There's appeal
Verdugo
here. Verdugo, yeah.
and Volpe 2.0 and Glaber to contract year. And I know you're going to laugh, but even a little bit of Grisham here and there. Like, there's just a lot of guys have something to prove.
It's Grisham, he might be a more integral part having to play center field.
He might,
before
he might
Dominguez.
Be. I want to see when Dominguez comes back. I want to see what Spencer Jones does down at AAA. It's just, it's opening day. I can't wait for 4 o'clock. I can't wait for the season. Not getting wrapped up in 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2003, losing to the Marlins.
It's not about that.
The Diamondbacks, 2009 winning. I'm worried about today. And right now, Sal, I feel pretty good about my team.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls on the other side. It is opening day, Yankee baseball on the Fan. You know, it's funny, BT, you talk about, okay, well, just get to the playoffs and see what happens. But you're also the same guy that was ripping, and me too, ripping Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone to a lesser extent. I never thought this was on Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
For years of making the postseason. Like, so then what's the issue? Because last year was then the aberration. The Yankees, oh, man. But the Yankees had an awful year. They won 82 games. By a lot of teams' measurements, that would be a good season. But for the Yankees, 82 wins is an embarrassing season. They're worse than 30 years. But before that season happened last year, people were questioning Brian Cashman.
For sure.
So, but all they do is make the playoffs, so that's the barometer.
I don't think Brian Cashman's good. I'm on the record. I would not have retained Brian Cashman. Well, I've said that a million. I'll never run from that. Brian Cashman has not evolved with the game.
But what are you judging that off of if they build a team that makes the postseason basically every year? That's what they're doing. Get in and hope to take a run at it. Just haven't broken through because baseball's hard.
Yeah. No, I got you, but I'll give you specific answers. Number one, he's developed no starting pitching, you know, the franchise. And when you're the GM and, you know, you have to go out and get Rodon, get Gerrit Cole, you know, go out and get these guys, find pitchers off the scrap heap, that means you're not doing your job of drafting, developing, number one. Number two, and I could do chapter and verse on this. I'll just give you a couple of answers, Sal. How about a couple lefty sticks? I don't know, for Yankee Stadium, like Reggie, like Nettles, like those guys.
Right, like Gallo, like Rizzo,
But that's my point. He kept trying because he didn't do his initial job properly. He was always playing catch up, which leads you to, even though he's a switch hitter, give Aaron Hicks 7 years when he didn't deserve it. You know, mid-season pivot. Oh, my God, we have no lefties. Let's kick the tires on Gallo. Oh, my God, we have no lefties. Let's get Odor a couple of years ago to be a lefty hitter. I'm not going to knock Rizzo because Rizzo's a great first baseman and a good pro, but he just, he's been inadequate at his job. So I've enjoyed the playoff appearances, but why I have screamed for Cashman, you know, to be gone, with all due respect, is because I've seen a very flawed team. And now I don't think you could take advantage of the rest of the of baseball the way the Yankees did for a while. The economics are different. The analytics are a little different. The game's caught up to the Yankees, and Cashman has not grown.
BT and Sal on the field. Let's get back to the calls. Corey is calling from Philadelphia. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up, guys? I called you guys last week, but I got cut off because of the wind outside. I'm from Philly. I told you guys I was a Yankee fan.
Yeah,
and,
I'm
good. What I wanted to say was you know, this year, what I feel is different, you know, about this team. And I've seen a lot of teams, you know, and then, you know, kind of steer us the wrong direction, especially last year. Last year was so pathetic. And the 2022 ALCS was just like the epitome. Like, that was the downfall of everything. I mean, that had to be the worst loss in years to get swept like that and embarrassed and outplayed.
They were absolutely impotent. They were lifeless. They were dead.
How did we go five games with Cleveland?
I know. Like, they should have lost that series, Corey. Yeah.
That right there is what killed me. Yeah. But anyway, now we're here. You know, we got Soto. Things are different. They're telling us it's a different brand of baseball. What they really need to do, I feel like, and successful teams do this, and over here in Philly, you know, I didn't grow up a Phillies fan. I'm a Yankees fan for life, you know. But I see the Phillies, you know, they got a team right now. Like, these guys play like a team. The Yankees, the last 2 years, I feel like they haven't really played like a team. It was the Aaron Judge show in 2022. Last year was the Francie Cordero, Willie Calhoun, everybody hurt show.
Yeah, Bauer.
We need to come together as a core and play like a real squad and a real team like we did in 2009. And I feel like we should have no problem without Gerrit Cole for 2 months. We can make the playoffs. We can win the division. We can go to the World Series.
Yeah, it's true.
We're the Yankees, and we need to start acting like it.
I'm tired of seeing this team
every year with this. Oh, this guy was hurt. What happened to next man up? What happened to Savages in the box? What happened to winning?
Right. Well, it's going to be restored this year, Corey, and thank you for the call. That's right. Savages in the box. Boone says the Yankees are going to be back, or he thinks the Yankees are going to be back to their, you know, offensive prowess. Well, let's see it. We can only do so much talking. Now we got to see it get done. It's going to be, you know, later on tonight. We're going to get to see it later this afternoon. We'll see the Yankees in action. But that should be the expectation. Like, this team is not built to be a wild card team. Go win a division. Go out there and go compete at the highest of levels in the American League.
Did you find the all-in comment? Just curious.
Yeah, it's there.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I'm reading.
Because if it's there, Google's a pretty accurate vehicle with some things.
So you think the Yankees said they didn't go all-in?
They never said that.
Yeah, they did say it.
Find it.
I'm getting it for you. I'm getting the writer who had the column that has the headline that says.
They said they're in it to win it.
No.
Cashman said that in December. Hal Steinbrenner said that.
Here's the headline. Pete Caldera, NorthJersey.com. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto trade proves Yankees, quote, willingness to go all in, Brian Cashman says.
Okay, so, but what's it saying in the article?
Yeah, well, you want me to read the whole article?
Well, no, but you know how they sometimes extrapolate like a line from a statement and they put it in the, I'm not saying that, like, maybe you did find it, but I want to hear it because I think it's important.
Oh, because I just told you.
Well, that's the headline writer taking something. Go ahead.
Soto trade proves Yankees, quote,
yeah,
willingness to go all in, Brian Cashman says. Cashman, I saw one quote in that said taking a shot at the title, obviously, after Soto's trade. Well, I mean...
I'd like to... Sal, you're missing my point. Yeah. It's as simple. If you have the article, go in the article and read where Brian Cashman said we are all in. Maybe he did say it. Maybe I'm wrong. Just read it.
I sent a DM to the author of the article for the column of the article asking for the quote. So we're going to find out.
So he's going to get an all-in quote from Brian Cashman and not use it?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to do a radio show and read the article.
I understand that, but we're hanging on those words very literally, and I think it's important.
What does taking a shot at the title mean to you?
It means doing things to rectify that you won't go 82-80 again, and they did. His name is Juan Soto.
And if you get Juan Soto for 1 year, what does that mean?
It means you're going to be a whole hell of a lot better than the previous year.
No, it means
I know what you want me to say.
Oh, I don't care what you say. I know what it is. I don't know why you can't comprehend it.
Well, what is it? Let me hear it.
When you get Juan Soto for 1 year as a rental, you're going all in. Whether he said it or not, that is a fact. They went all in. Juan Soto is an all-in move. They went and got him. All in, period. Taking a shot at the title. Quote. Whether he actually said all in or not, and I'm going to find out. Maybe he didn't say that all in. Maybe it was this author's Pete Caldera. Maybe he just put those, you know, Cashman said it in his words on it. I have no idea. But Cashman did say taking a shot at the title, and I would assume that he's not making this up, the writer. The Yankees' willingness to go all in, Brian Cashman says.
So this is really the fundamental difference. And Sal, it's been like this for months. You know, when we look at the season, and we process and perceive, you know, who the Yankees are, and maybe more specifically, what they will eventually be when it's all said and done. Like, I don't get hung up on the words, dude. I don't care. I really don't care whether.
I don't care if George Steinbrenner
floats in, they recreate him, you know, AI, and he says we're all in. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm going to look at the lineup tonight or today, later today, and I'm going to say this lineup has a chance to score top three runs in baseball. Right. Now, they need to do it. But the adjustments and the overhaul from an unacceptable 82-win season are very evident to me. So the literal, you know, interpretation I don't care what they said.
I care what they did,
they got Juan Soto.
So is that a move that makes them a World Series contender?
Yes.
So then why are you saying you're settling for a playoff spot?
No, that wasn't my word. I said that because baseball's, I didn't say, I didn't say I'm settling for a playoff spot. I'm going to have to evaluate the season through an entire prism.
Let me ask it this way.
Go ahead.
Do you think the Yankees built this year's team to go win the World Series?
Yes.
That's it. Okay. That's all we're talking about. But Sal,
is Gerrit Cole pitching today?
No.
Is Gerrit Cole pitching tomorrow?
No.
Is Gerrit Cole pitching next week?
Nope.
Is he pitching next month?
No.
Okay. So I know that the reports are trending favorably, which is awesome. I don't know if you guys caught that this morning, but there seems to be a little, I think it was Heyman, some renewed real optimism that it's going very well. But until Gerrit Cole is on the bump, I'm day by day. I can't think World Series in late March when Gerrit Cole's not even throwing from flat ground.
I feel like you're lowering, and not just you.
Yep.
There are Yankee fans out there that are lowering the expectations already. It's opening day. It should be World Series. I mean, what are we talking about here? You get Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. What, you just want to see them hit each, you know, 70 home runs combined? I mean, that's what we want. It's about the World Series. Not every team in every sport every year builds teams to go win the championship. This year, the New York Yankees are built to win the championship. Anything less than, at the very least, I'm not even giving you a championship because I know baseball's hard. It's hard to win a World Championship. But if they don't get to the World Series, it's a failure. I don't care what happens. Failure. Edwin Diaz got hurt last year. Doesn't matter. Mets had a failure of a season. Gerrit Cole hurt this year. Doesn't matter. Figure it out. You're all in. You're in it to win it. Whatever quote you want to use. Taking a shot at the title. Well, I didn't see enough. I don't think the Yankees are a World Series team, but they built their team to be one. And if we're holding them to a lower standard of just getting to the postseason, well, then they've accomplished that goal a billion times over because they're in the playoffs every year. Last year was the aberration.
But you accomplished nothing on March 28th. As much as we want to, and I get it. I love it. It's fun. There's energy. There's emotion all over the yard. I mean, and it's the Yankees. And you don't run from the expectations, but you have to. You don't have to do anything. You got to do whatever you want. What I'm saying is I'm choosing to view this season in a different light. I'm tired of these grand proclamations. Here's the bottom line. This has really happened to me. when you get on the air, or not many people do what we do, so when you watch the Yankees, right, and it's literally on opening day, when you fast forward to October, right, you know what you do invariably? You don't enjoy what's in front of you. So what I'm and this is new for me, I admit. Maybe that's why you're very surprised to hear this, you know, me look at it this way. I'm looking at this season, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to strap on those boots every night, and I'm going to flip on yes, and as soon as I get in the car coming home from my son's game or my daughter's game while I'm coaching in softball, bang, John and Susan, what's the score? I can't wait. I didn't have Ruth and Garrick. I didn't have Maris and Mantle. I didn't even have Reggie and Thurman, all right? I had Mattingly and Winfield, and that doesn't touch what these boys are bringing to the yard every night. So, you know, we can yell and scream all we want. Let's go. Season's here. Right. Yankees will be a playoff team, and the Yankees will have a chance to be great. Let's go.
BT,
I don't know what else you want me to say.
BT, it's out. You don't have to say anything. My expectations are World Series, and I just have higher standards than just watching a team every night and sitting back and enjoying it. I mean, I could do that with the Mets, too. Maybe they win 84 games. Hey, you know what? Pete Alonso, though, had a good year. Or Lindor had a 30-30 year. Or J.D. Martinez. I could do that too, but I'm disgusted by the idea that they can't win the World Series.
You could do that, but that's not what I'm doing. Because I'm not sitting here saying if Judge tanks 63 and breaks his own record and Judge wins the triple and Soto wins the batting title, but the Yankees win 81 games, I'm happy. That's not what I'm saying. So the example that you just pulled by Pete doing this and winning 78 games is quite different from me saying you better make the playoffs and then I'll evaluate where we are.
Day one.
Day one, jeez. BT hasn't been a pitch thrown yet. Look at us.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls on the other side. We have a loaded show today, and let's remind you that starting tomorrow at this time, 10:40 every day, Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest starting tomorrow, BT. So we look forward to that all season long. Also later on today, we'll have Brett Michaels tickets to give away, and we'll be joined by Keith Hernandez coming up at 12:20. Do you want to do a game time today?
Yeah.
Okay. Game time. We'll open
on opening day.
I know we
Come
did one
on.
Yesterday. All right.
Well, be sacrilege not to.
Yankees.
Oh, but also, Sal.
Yes.
Happy 328 day to you.
Oh, get lost. Him and Martell busting my chops about the Falcons. Mark 328, 28-3. Ha ha. I get it.
Yep.
I'm over it. I don't care. Especially today where I'm in baseball mode.
Just want to miss the moment. Make sure
thank
they
you.
Show the,
yeah, you know
the friendship, the affection.
I don't care. As long as they made the playoffs and got to a Super Bowl. It was a good season. I enjoyed watching it. We have Yankee tickets to give away as well at 12:25. So stay tuned for that. So Keith, Yankees tickets in the 12 o'clock hour. Game time coming up at 11:40. Brett Michaels coming up in the 11 o'clock hour as well. And we will do our over-unders. BT and Sal, over-unders. We'll make our picks.
What's the bet?
We discussed this.
I know we did. We'll reveal it after. We know what it is. I was just kind of playing a little theater there. We know.
I had one idea, and you took it a step further, which I liked a lot.
I did take it a step further.
We'll have over-unders head-to-head.
Yep.
A little bit old-style, you know, Mike and dog. But
yeah, don't apologize, man.
No,
that's what we're doing. The tone, like, you know, a little. A little old-school like Mike and dog.
A little old-school, but we will evolve. We're not just ripping their thing off, but we'll do it. Head-to-head, me versus you, and there'll be something on the line. We'll do that in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Joe is on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Fellas, how we doing?
How are you, Joe?
Joe, what's going on, buddy?
BT.
Yes.
Last year, I called you. I saw you at Hard Rock. We were excited about Volpe. This year, Juan Soto, a Yankee. All right? We got the Mash Brothers in the lineup, and I'm expecting a huge year. I think without Cole to start the year, I think our X Factor is going to be Luis Hill. I think he's crafty and he's got good stuff.
Yeah, he
I
does.
I think he's going to carry us in that fifth spot.
He does. Joe, listen, he's going to be important. I'm not going to be so brazen as to say he's going to be amazing. I mean, I've got to see it translate, you know, at this level.
I think he's nasty, man.
He is nasty, but I also think that Clark Schmidt has really good stuff. Like, listen,
almost trust Schmidt and Heel more than I do
Cortez. Rodon and Stroman or Cortez.
God.
Yeah. You know, Cortez, there's so many wild cards here. How does Rodon respond year two? How's Cortez's health? You know, because he doesn't have swing and miss stuff. So if he's not really on point, I'm talking about Cortez now, you know, and if he's too over the zone, he's going to get hit hard. He doesn't throw incredibly hard. And he's not going to really make anybody look bad. More about soft contact with him. But I'm already telling everybody, expect a lot of 6-5, 7-6, 8-5 games. And that's okay. You know, strap in. And if the Yankees offense is not up to the task, then we will be hunting down the people that we need to rip.
Taking the over tonight?
I didn't even see. Is it 8.5?
I don't know. I didn't know. But I mean, Cortez against the Astros.
Yeah. Well, interesting ballpark, too.
Yeah,
kind of small.
That's what I mean.
Valdez is good, though, so you never
know.
He's got his top shelf stuff.
That is true.
Wow. I'll probably stay away from that.
Soto, Judge. Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby. Artie is calling from Northvale. What's up, Artie?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy opening day.
Happy opening. Come on, Artie. Get pumped
dude,
up.
Dude, come on.
I'm so pumped.
I'm trying to be subdued, but I will tell you, Sal, I do agree with you, and BT, I agree with you on some points, too. I will say, I think that's what the Yankees have lost. You need to get back to where it's World Series or it's a failure. When Jeter said it, when Aaron Judge said it, I think Jeter had a really poignant thing that I think that he made a point that when you go to somebody like Hal, instead of dealing with Brian, because Brian, in my opinion, like you said, BT, Brian screwed up this team. He put them 5 years behind by some of the picks he made, by some of the moves he made with the pitchers, and bringing in Gallo and Donaldson and some of these other and Hicks. Look at the difference this year.
Yeah.
Because when they did have that argument at the end of last year and said, we're changing things, we need to go more, batting average and RBIs and level swings, not this, a launch angle, it makes a difference. And I think we should have a lot of, I'm excited for this year because this year we have Verdugo who hardly strikes out.
Yep.
You have Soto who hardly strikes out. You just brought in a guy yesterday as a utility guy who batted 300 last year.
Yep.
Volpe has a level swing. I was worried about the starting pitching, but I don't think this is the complete team. I think at the All-Star break, if they need somebody, they're going to go for it. Even though I don't trust Brian, I trust some of the other people now that are sick of it.
Well, I think it's a good call.
Marty.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Good call. I think, so we're in agreement on all that stuff. I think the other thing, I remember saying this to Sal a while ago, I think it was right after the Stroman edition, because they already had Soto. One thing about the Yankees, if you're corporate and you're destroying people, okay, we that's fine. If you're corporate and you are a benign, lifeless offensive team, it's unacceptable. And importing Soto and Verdugo and Stroman, you are importing a lot of flair, a lot of drip, and a lot of juice, and a lot of personality, which I think will obviously, we'll see if Stroman's second half, what that really truly means. He won't be great. I don't think he'll be terrible, probably somewhere in between, but Soto should be great, and Verdugo should be an above-average left fielder for sure. So I think they're going to perform, but above the performance, I just think that their presence, their nightly energy, is going to galvanize some of the other guys, which is going to be a great thing to watch. It's going to be palpable. The Yankees became very corporate and very boring. It was unacceptable. So now they're kind of changing their DNA a bit and throwing a couple loose wires, at least the way they look and the way they comport themselves. And
different personalities.
Yeah, and
sure.
I'm here for it. I think it's great. Baseball is a very mundane sport unless you love it. I mean, it is every day. You get to the ballpark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You leave at 11:30, whatever, by the time you're done showering, doing the interviews and everything. Could be longer if it's extra innings. Sometimes you work out after a game. You got to eat. You got to do all these things. You're there a long time. If you're not having fun, you may as well go home. I think this team's going to have more fun than we've seen from any Yankee team in a long time.
And you only have fun if you're winning.
Yeah, no, I understood.
The personalities are great.
Gotcha.
I do like that.
Yeah.
But
it could go
sideways.
Well, because if you're not winning, it's almost like you're a distraction. So, that's a good point. The winning, I hopefully they're on an even level. The energy and the winning, there's a correlation. If there's great energy and that flair and that drip and that juice, but the winning and their lackluster performance, that's not good enough. I mean, we know it's got to balance itself out, which I think it will.
BT and Sal on the fan. More your calls on the other side. Yankees opening. I can't believe we've been talking about it for months. Games are finally here. Cannot wait. A little bit later on, Yanks and Astros right here on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.